Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this Lord's Day. Psalms 138 reads like this. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried out, thou answerest me. And strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth far off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Let us pray. Our most gracious, holy Father, Redeemer, Healer, and Savior, please, Father, forgive us of our sins. Hear our prayers, our worship to Thee, Lord, and let them be sweet savors to Thee. Please look down and bless Your people, Father. Strengthen them, encourage them, and make Your ways known to them, Lord. Help us all, Father, to serve Thee as we ought. We pray, Lord, that we praise You and glorify You in every step. And we ask You, Father, to continue to protect and to bless Your people. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
question was raised as my conscience fell. A silly little lie. Didn't mean much, but it lingers still in the corners of my mind. Still you call me to walk. The future's so far, my heart is so frail. I think I'd rather stay inside. But you love me anyway. It's like nothing in life that I've ever known. Yes, you love me anyway. Oh Lord, how you love me. All the reasons we change, the reasons I doubt, and why do loved ones have to die? But you love me anyway. It's like nothing in life that I've ever known. Yes, you love me anyway. Oh. You love me anyway. And I am the sweat from your brow. But you love me anyway. I am the nail in your wrist. But you love me anyway. And I am Judas's kiss. But you love me anyway. And now I am the man who yelled out from the crowd for your blood to be spilled on this earth shaking ground. And yet I turned away with a smile on my face, with this sin in my heart, tried to bury your grace. And alone in the night I still call.
Let us all remember to keep our church family in our prayers. Let us pray for wisdom and strength and healing upon our elders. Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, to Benny, or to the deacon, and we will do all as we can as the good Lord allows. Exodus chapter 20, verse 18. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. Psalms chapter 77, verse 18. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven, the lightnings lightened the world, the earth trembled and shook. Psalms chapter 97, verse 4. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. Psalms 135, verse 7. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 13. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright. And out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Nahum chapter 2, verse 4. The chariot shall rage in the streets. They shall jostle one against another in the broad ways. They shall seem like torches. They shall run like the lightnings. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 14. And the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as a lightning. And the Lord God shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with whirlwinds of the south. Matthew chapter 24, verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Luke chapter 17, verse 24. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven, shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. Revelations chapter 4, verse 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Revelations 8, verse 5. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar. He cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. This week we've had a few storms. The thunders roll. The lightnings flashed. Not just physically here on earth, but spiritually as well. In my younger days, up in the mountains of Virginia, we rented a house that sat up on the side of the ridge. From the porch, I could see all who entered or exited our little town of St. Charles. Many times did the storms come, but our home was positioned in such a place where I could always see the storm coming. I would become enthralled by the lightning and how it would dance across the sky and the ridges and the mountaintops. I would watch as the folks below would pay the lightning no mind at all. They were busy about their daily lives and showed no fear or respect until the rain came. Even then, they only fled for fear of getting wet. Until their lives were physically affected, they took no action. Even though the flashes of light and the rumblings of thunder were clear signs of things to come, they had no respect for the awesomeness of the storm or what came with it. As I was reading and studying the scripture, the term lightning came to mind as I thought of the storms, and I wondered how many times it was mentioned in the Bible. I don't think I listed even half the verses that mentioned lightning. Also, as a child, I had witnessed the lightning as it would strike a tree on a ridgetop and watched as the entire ridge would burn to the ground. There'd be nothing left but ash and smoke for as far as I could see. Yet somehow, the next spring, the plants would sprout, the trees would blossom, and the scars of ash would fade and a quickening would begin. I too had become enthralled this week with earthly world troubles and fears. And it's going on and worries and struggles. And I have to remember who's in control. God is in complete control. His plan is without a doubt perfect, as is his timing. I ask you to praise God for his mercy and for his perfect wisdom. I ask you to take a moment and listen to God and see the signs of things to come and be quickened by his Spirit. I ask you to share that joy, that energy, that peace that he provides with all those you meet, that those who are lost might see the light and come to know Jesus Christ. I know that you're praying for us, and we're praying for you. But just as James says in James chapter 5, verse 16, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Your prayers are heard, and they mean so much. Continue to pray for one another and lift each other up. Let us pray.
Our dear great Lord above, we want to give you thanks, praise, and honor today. We thank you for this opportunity to come in and to sing these songs and to read your scripture. It's a privilege and an honor, and it's a blessing for us to do it. And we pray, Lord, that this is a blessing to all those that hear it. We thank you, Lord, for the storms in our lives and ask that you please help us to persevere, to endure through them. We ask, Lord, that you please help us to see you through the storm, that you are in control of it all, and that you love us very much. We ask, Lord, that you please continue to walk with us through this week, that you please bless this congregation, this community, our families, that you help us to walk uprightly among men, that you help us to be those shining lights that you've called us to be. We pray, Lord, for your forgiveness for when we are not. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm a part of the family of God.